Students from King Danilo University in Ukraine were scheduled to begin their business tourism class in February. Professor Nadia Grebenyuk, who serves as a Ukrainian professor for the course, said the timing was all wrong.
We actually have classes on Tuesday and Thursday, and 24th February, when the war started, it was actually the time for having the classes, and since 5 o'clock, our city was bombed. It was rockets on the airport.
Once the invasion began, students didn't show up for a couple of weeks. Many of the Ukrainian students had been displaced from their homes. But soon, many of them started zooming in again from different locations. Natalie Parsons was one of the American students in the class.
I think it made us scared for them, but then also inspired by how resilient they were to still come to class. And it made it really real for me about what was happening, because I've connected with these people on Instagram and stuff, and they become my friends.
She said all of a sudden she had a personal connection to the crisis unfolding in the news.
It was unprovoked, but this is what Russian President Vladimir Putin unleashed on Ukraine as the sun came up this morning.
WSU professor Dipra Jha teaches the class. He said it always ends with a final presentation by students about tourism in their home country.
I remember that after the invasion happened, I reached out to Professor Nadia and I said, I would completely understand that if you are not able to do that presentation. And her response to me was over email saying that, give me a couple of weeks and I'll come back to you.
A few weeks later, Nadia wrote to Jha and said the students had committed and would do the presentation come what may.
Every air alarm was the big stress, and we said to our students that first of all, you have to take care of your safety and your health, but if possible, please join the class.
Anna was one of the Ukrainian students and said the class served as a kind of escape.
It's really important when you have maybe thing or some place that help you to get away from the bad news. And this course was such place.
Here you can see top 10 most visited regions by tourists.
When the time came for the final presentation, the Ukrainian students share their culture, different aspects of food and festivals with their peers in the U.S. Jha said they did an amazing job.
Once our students get to actually meet some of these students from overseas and, they have these connections with each other, then they come get to understand that people all over the world are more or less the same. They have the same aspirations. They want to actually have the same things. And this is what makes the world better.
On the very last day of class, students from both countries were allowed to ask each other questions over Zoom and add each other on different chat platforms. American student Natalie says she was inspired by the resiliency of her peers in Ukraine.
We know social media isn't the same as communicating with someone in person, but I'm hoping to stay connected with them over that and maybe someday visit Ukraine.
And Anna from Ukraine feels like she's made some new connections.
It was really great because I have a lot of new friends from the Washington State University, and I understand now that the world is not so big that I imagined it before, and it's really great.
I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.